I'm Blake Farmer in the admissions office of Volunteer State Community College in Gallatin, Tennessee. The school's giving students the opportunity to cram a full load of classes into one day a week to save fuel.
I just put $75 in my car yesterday.
That's admissions counselor Judy Hendon. Many students at Vol State commute long distances from rural areas. While she has her own concerns, Hendon says every student is taking gas prices into consideration. In May, the chancellor for Tennessee Community Colleges asked administrators to get creative. The school's vice president of academic affairs, Bruce Sism, says Volunteer State is expanding online offerings and concentrated weekend courses, but the one-day idea is completely new.
Our working title is a full-time Friday, where a student can come to class one day per week, stay a whole day, and complete four classes a semester.
There is some concern academics could suffer, since students will sit in a classroom for 13 hours straight. Administrators say full-time Friday is open to all, but they recommend only highly motivated students give it a go. The school will test out the one-day-a-week schedule this fall with its humanities courses, the school's most popular degree. Lori Fernandez, who commutes 40 miles round trip, says she already squeezes her classes into 2 days on campus.
Now, if I had to pack all that in on a Friday once a week, all those classes, all those lectures, then I've got all that homework.
But there is a breaking point for some students. Carrie DeKoopman commutes nearly an hour each way. She's starting an associate's degree in logistics while she works full-time for a trucking company. Increasingly, a day she drives to class is a day she doesn't go out with friends.
Something's going to have to give, whether it be my personal life or my work might have to go down to part-time or something, just so I can get it in faster.
After 17 years away from the classroom, DeKoopman originally thought she'd take college slowly, but that was this spring, when gas was just $3 a gallon. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.